As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, August the 9th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out this morning, as we love to do, to Liberty Radio in Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065, and of course, your calls are welcome. All that contact information, our archives, and so much more available at becomevocallocal.com and oraclebroadcasting.com. Gold steadies this morning above 1200. Well, maybe it'll stay there, maybe not. We'll see where it goes throughout the day. Financial regulations will be no help in the near future. Cuban cigars, crimes against nature, the Macondo miracle, and Israel blameless. Yep. All that's in the news for today. Our learning lessons today, we're going to go into legal research for paralegals, the National Ocean Council, the Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning, Chapter 17 of Agenda 21. Well, we'll go where we can go. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning. After trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time an hour ago, gold was trading up 20 cents, up 20 cents. It's dropping below that this morning already, however. But gold was trading up 20 cents at $1,205.90 an ounce. Silver up a penny at $18.47 a troy ounce. Platinum off $17 at $1,554. And palladium off $5 at $484 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold bullion spot market this morning, $1,203.20 for a low. Of course, it's been dropped lower than that now, but $1,211 for a high. So you got about a $9 spread cooking in there this morning so far. But at $1,205.90, your gold was up year to year $250.50 an ounce for a 26.22% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, set the price at $1,206 an ounce. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, August the 9th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's get one more time review this market report for this morning. We've got so much on the browser and so much on the table. I don't want to waste a moment here. But anyway, gold up 20 cents as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And checked over the break, and it's down below 1,200 just a little bit. 1198 area during the break. But anyway, gold was up 20 cents at to 1205.90 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Silver was up a penny at 1847. Platinum off 17 at 1554. And palladium off 5 at $484 an ounce. The lows and highs again in the stock market, gold market this morning, the spot market, is 1203.20 for a low. At 12.11 for a high, an $8 spread. But the SPDR gold shares over the weekend doesn't seem to have any change, no change reported. 1,282.75 metric tons ostensibly in their treasure chest at $49.80 billion worth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 21 at 10,654 on Friday. The NASDAQ closed off 5 at 2288, and the S&P 500 down 4 at 1122. The crude oil this morning up 67 cents a barrel at $81.37 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 15 basis points, exchanges at 80.53. That's the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. You can go visit that site today. Find out all about the USDX, the trade-weighted basket of currencies. That's the one Timmy likes to tiptoe through the tulips with. Here's the one that I like to present, the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership basket of currencies. The Canadian loonie this morning in the foreign exchange market, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 97 cents U.S., down just a fuzzy bit from Friday. Mexican peso bumps up 35 basis points, yet still trades at 8 cents U.S. The multiplier there for the peso is 12.6441 pesos to the dollar. The euro this morning off 27 basis points, yet still trades strongly at $1.33. That's up considerably from its recent lows. The British pound also up 18 basis points at $1.60 U.S. And the Swiss franc down 6 basis points and exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 96 cents U.S. The bond market this morning, the 2-year bond is yielding 0.52%. These are the U.S. treasuries. The 10-year yield is at 2.83. You can buy all these products for about $100 a pop. 30-year bonds are at yielding 4.02%. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed rate mortgage moves down from 4.808% a month ago to 3.96% this morning, and the 30-year moves down from 4.69% to 4.56%. The prime rate, of course, stands at 3.25%. Market reports basically over the week. We're going to have a fairly active week this week. Nothing coming out today other than 4-week, 3-month, and 6-month bill auctions and announcements. Tomorrow we'll have the productivity and cost. The wholesale trade will be out tomorrow. FOMC meeting announcement tomorrow afternoon. Dropping down Wednesday, nothing too big. Petroleum status, treasury budget. Jobless claims will be out on Thursday. We should see some up and down in the marketplace as a result of that. Money supply, Fed balance sheet. And we'll close out the week on Friday with the consumer price index, retail sales, consumer sentiment, and business inventory. So there's a lot going on in that regard, too. I found this article on Bloomberg this morning rather revealing. You know, we have all of these commissions that are formed and all of this regulation and all of this discussion. But in reality, the bankers are going to get a walk until 2015 or later. Crash of 2015 won't wait for regulators to rein. It's going to do something. Crash of 2015 won't wait for regulators to rein in Wall Street. The financial system experiences a crisis every 5 to 7 years. This an article by Christine Harper, August 8th, yesterday's news apparently. J.P. Morgan Chase and Company Chief Executive Officer Jamie Dimon told the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission in January. Old news there, huh? By that measure, the next crash could come by 2015, years before the new banking reforms are in place. So they go through this great process and set up all of these reforms, but they roll the deadlines out so far that they'll have crash after crash and system after system collapsing on the sidewalks and bankers jumping out of the windows in New York long before any of this stuff ever helps us out. Many of the measures ordered by Congress and the global regulators aimed at cushioning the financial system in future crises yet are years away from being implemented. Don't look for any help here, folks. The Basel Committee on Banking Supervision plans to give the world's banks until 2018 to comply with limits on how much they can borrow. Parts of the Volcker Rule, a provision of the new Dodd-Frank Act that would force firms to cut stakes in the in-house hedge funds and private equity units, may not go into effect for a dozen years. All right? You know how they do this? And young people, you know, that are today, what, they're, you know, 6 and 7 years old, they're just becoming 18, and then these new rules will come in, and this will upturn their lives as well, so that's the way it goes. These guys are going to, all of the old farts that are in the banking industry today, they'll go right on out to their pensions and take their billions and trillions with them long before these regulations ever come to pass. Based on experience, this is a quote, based on our experience of the government's ability to execute these things effectively in a timely way, we are almost uncovered from any future financial risk for at least another 8 or 10 years. And that's a little scary, close quote, said Roy Smith, finance professor at New York University's Stern School of Business and a former banker at Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. Well, glacial pace. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner, who served as the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and let's not forget that, prior to and during the crisis, said in a speech last week that the administration wants to change the frustrating glacial pace at which rule writing has occurred in the past. Quote, we will move as quickly as possible to bring clarity to the new rules of finance. Well, if you can believe that, you'll believe anything. Believe this. This is coming out of Bloomberg again. Anton Doroshev and Lucian Kim, collaborative writing, New News, August 9th. Muscovites flee the worst heat in 1,000 years. And death rate doubles. Now, this is the kind of stuff that the global warming fanatics, you know, they write this stuff up on in granite. You know, they chisel it into the stone. They'll use this article over and over and over again. This is the kind of stuff they just got to have, you know, to support the anthropogenic, global warming, man-made global warming. Muscovites, those are people who live in Moscow, by the way. Muscovites, that's Russia, fled the Russian capital in record numbers as extreme heat, combined with thick, acrid smoke from wildfires to double the death rate. Well, we'll figure out about the extreme heat and the death rate and the thick smoke in Moscow right after this smoke clears. Be right back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we're taking a look at this article on the Bloomberg website in regards to the heat wave in Moscow. More than 104,400 people flew out of Moscow yesterday, topping the previous 2010 record of 101,000, according to the Federal Air Transportation Agency. On August the 7th, 95,000 left the city by plane, 20% more than the year earlier date. Agency spokesman Sergei Izvolsky said by telephone today. I guess this is kind of like an annual event. They don't have air conditioning in socialist Russia. But, you know, not everybody can afford air conditioning here either. I run mine sparingly. The heat wave that has plagued central Russia since June is the worst in the country's history, said Alexander Frolov, the head of the Rosgridomet. Not a laundromat, but it's the weather service. In 1,000 years, neither we nor our ancestors have observed or recorded anything like this sort of heat, he said in a televised comment. Moscow set a daily heat record of 33.3 degrees Celsius, which is 92 degrees Fahrenheit. My God in heaven, it's been over 90 degrees for 3 weeks here. Anyway, maybe I would imagine that the people from Moscow are not flying to southwest Missouri. Anyway, heat combined with smoke, that sounds like the inside of my house. Come and join me at my kitchen table. Heat combined with smoke nearly doubled the city's death rate to about 700 a day from 360 to 380 in normal conditions. Wonder how many people die in Moscow every day anyway. But anyhow, Interfax reported, citing Andrei Seltsovsky, head of the city's public health department, carbon monoxide, not dioxide now, carbon monoxide, that's the one that'll kill you, boy, if you're in your garage with your automobile running. Carbon monoxide, a pipe running into the inside of the automobile through the wing vent, you know, if you want to kill yourself, that's a quick way to go. Carbon monoxide and suspended particulate matter in Moscow's air is at least twice as high as acceptable levels, Yelena Lazina, a spokeswoman for the State Environmental Monitoring Agency, told Rossiya 24. I don't know what that is. Must be a news channel or something. Smoke from the fires has reached St. Petersburg, Russia's second largest city, the state news reported. Well, there's big fires. Crews are battling 557 fires on 174 174,035 hectares. Why don't we just say it the way we do in America? 672 square miles, according to the Emergency Situations Ministry. Emergency Situations Ministry. Well, now that Thad Allen is out of a job, maybe he'll go to Russia for a while. That would be nice. So far this year, 747,722 acres. Or hectares, an area about three times the size of Luxembourg, as if any of us have been in Luxembourg, have burned, the ministry said. The wildfire situation in the Moscow region remains tense. Okay? All of this stuff is great for FEMA, you know, the multi-jurisdictional all-hazard task force. They love this sort of stuff. This is an article that they would probably frame. They love it. This is the way you take control of a community. You come in with your hazard mitigation planning, your man-made and natural hazards, and then you rezone the whole place and set up every one of these GOS plan, community plans and community organizers every place, and you've got all the new fire departments and all of that. Here's another one. I can't stand this kind of an article. But anyway, this is the article. Netanyahu tells probe that Israel acted in self-defense. Well, what did you expect? Of course, Israel acted in self-defense. They always act in self-defense, remember? Nabil Jabbar, the author of The Rumbling Volcano, he's a Christian Egyptian. He said in an interview with Tom Valentine years ago that in Egypt, everybody could always spot the Jews. You know, The Jews were the ones that are crying out in pain as they strike you repeatedly in the face. This off Bloomberg, August the 9th, Jonathan Furziger writing, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the government-appointed inquiry that Israeli soldiers acted in self-defense when they opened fire after boarding a ship carrying aid to the Gaza Strip, killing 9 Turkish activists. Yeah, that's right. Self-defense. They rappel down on ropes. They come on with their black hoods and they start firing, right? Acting in self-defense. Israeli soldiers on the ship Mavi Marmara demonstrated exceptional courage. Exceptional courage. It takes a lot of, cojones to face up to an unarmed crowd when you're carrying semi-automatic and fully automatic weapons, doesn't it? A lot of courage. Semi-automatic and fully automatic weapons. Netanyahu told the commission in Jerusalem today, referring to the Turkish ship where the shootings took place, Netanyahu was the lead-off witness as the 5-member panel began hearings on May the 31st incident that provoked widespread international condemnation of Israel. It provokes it, but, you know, there's been widespread international condemnation of Israel for almost 60 years. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, there you go, called the shootings barbaric. So do I. Israel relaxed its blockade of the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip following global criticism. And they go on and they talk about how they have to blockade these people and make sure that they don't have any food or tennis shoes or, you know, building material or anything like that, you know. And then it closes this way. The Israeli government said on June the 20th that it would loosen the blockade for shipments by road so that all food will be let in and only weapons and items with a possible military use are kept out. Netanyahu told the commission that there was no humanitarian crisis in Gaza as his bulbous and perspicuous nostrils just continue to grow and distend. Oh, anyway, here's another one. I'm going to get the news behind us here by the bottom of the hour today. Barry the Usurper may ease U.S. travel to Cuba even if Congress won't. This article by off of Bloomberg, Jens Erik Gould and Nicole two of them writing yesterday's news. A move by the usurper to ease travel restrictions to Cuba would allow the administration to change U.S. policy toward the island, even if legislation to repeal a wider ban isn't approved by Congress this year. So once again, Barry the usurper is legislating from the Oval Office. The usurper may change rules to allow more Americans to visit the island on educational and cultural trips. Educational and cultural trips. Now notice you're going to have to be piled high and deep to go to Cuba to get those Cuban cigars. Anyway, Obama may change the rules to allow more Americans to visit the island on educational and cultural trips. A U.S. official who declined to be named because he isn't authorized to speak on the subject, said on August the 6th, the official didn't give additional details. Well, who cares? If he's not authorized to speak on it and he doesn't give any details, why include it in the article? Quote, lifting the congressional travel ban was always going to be difficult, said Christopher Sabatini, the policy director of the Council of the Americas Business Group, in a phone interview from New York. Quote, this is an effort to move the policy forward in some way, but in a way that will be much more palatable to the embargo's supporters. Well, there's more on that, too. We'll have to just let it go. Obama supports a proposal to return BP money to the Gulf states, Brownnose says. Carol Brownnose, White House Energy and Climate Advisor. Carol Brownnose talked with Bloomberg's Lizzie O'Leary. What a pair, huh? Anyway, that's the interview. You can watch the video on Bloomberg. But President, who calls him that? The usurper supports a proposal that a large portion of any federal penalties paid by BP PLC over the Gulf of Mexico oil spill be returned to the states. Wasn't that the idea originally? I thought so. We'll be right back.
The Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers for my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in and weigh on this basket of news, you're certainly welcome to do so, as our roving reporter from Massachusetts, or as he likes to say, Mark's accuses, Jeff from Chelsea. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. And right now I'm in enemy territory in Boston, Massachusetts on work break. And I have to share this insight. I found the Holy Grail.
Oh, no.
Right after work, I was doing some shopping in Boston. I was taking out some money to buy some stuff. I was at a local farmer's market, and you know what the Holy Grail was? It was a shirt that said, well fed. I think it said, I am well fed or well fed. Now, here's the Holy Grail, and that is the reason why Barry the Usurper is allowed to open up Cuba, the reason why the president could have horns, a tail, and 666 on the back of his head and spin his head 360 and spit pea soup and the people could care less, is because they are well fed. They're all set. Roof over the head. If it's a man, have a wife and a couple of concubines. Who cares? I'm all set. My needs are taken care of. I'm well rested. I'm well fed. I got my insurance. I got everything lined up. 401k paid for. Got the hack job. Who cares? Out of my face. Beat it. And you know what? That's the whole Holy Grail.
It is the Holy Grail in this country, Jeff, and it's a sad and sorry testimony to have to bring on Monday morning, but it's the truth. And, you know, that well-fed, I'd like to see that T-shirt myself, reminds me of the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance. We interviewed a fellow, Galen Chadwick, who is advancing that meme here in southwest Missouri. But the well-fed neighbor and well-fed, yeah, we're well-fed, all right. I think more people in America worship their belly gods than any other gods they have.
Exactly. And you know what? You can find variations of that shirt on the Internet. And you know what? You try talking to people, especially in Massachusetts, about this concept. They'll give you the blank look, the mouth will hang down, or they'll be really furious, like, holy cow, he's talking about me. And you know what? That's why people don't talk about politics too much. That's why on talk shows, people rarely listen to Patriot talk shows. They rarely listen to even the neocon talk shows like Bill O'Reilly, because guess what? They're all set. They have no need to listen. There's no hunger. People don't have any hunger to even listen to the neocon guys. Because it's all politics, because everything's all set. But guess what? Before I get off the line, remember what happens when the food gets taken away, what happens when the bacon gets taken away. Those same people who said, I'm all set and feed it, are going to be rioting and going, cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. And you know what? That's what I've been saying, and I thank you for having me on the broadcast. The Roving Reporter signing out, enemy territory in Boston, Massachusetts. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks so much. I just love Jeff. You know, he's been on the radio for a long time, folks, a long time. I remember listening to his call-ins back in 2004 when the Republic Broadcasting Network just got started, and Jeff was caller on many of the broadcasts that I was listening to, and sometimes he'd call in on a broadcast, and I'd call in right behind him. But he's spot on in his analysis, and he's done a lot of reading. I encourage everyone to keep reading and understand this, the real problems going on with throwing open the interstate commerce, if you will, between the United States and Cuba. Of course, for Barry the Usurper's Marxist friends, it really makes it handy if they can just, you know, float in and out of Cuba anytime they want to. But of course, you won't be able to go to Cuba unless you are working on a doctorate thesis or some other alibi like that. But anyway, back to this article as regards to Obama supporting a proposal to return BP money to Gulf states. That shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, that was the idea originally, was it not? Who else would get that money? But under current law, any penalties paid by the oil company would go to the general treasury. Isn't that the way it always goes, folks? The victims really never get any compensation. Only the court system gets compensation. They're the ones that assess all of the fines. They're the ones that assess all of the fees. They're the ones that get the cushy contracts to house the inmates that they book in for cocaine and crack and prostitution and the other things that the people in Congress enjoy so much, you know. But they are the people, you know. They get the shaft. We get the shaft, they get the gold. All right, that's the way it always goes. But again, the government estimates 4.9 million barrels of oil were released into the Gulf, blah, blah, blah. All right. The London-based company, which has it agreed to that figure, could pay penalties based on the amount of oil that escaped from the Macondo well. From the Macondo well. That's really important. As long as they can obfuscate the amount of oil that was spilled, they don't have to pay for all of those barrels of oil. Let's jump into a different article and come back to this one in a moment. But this is the way it's going down in the Gulf. PSJ officials, this was dropped into the chat room earlier, PSJ officials reopen a boat ramp amidst a fish kill. The Port of St. Joe city officials voted this morning to reopen the Frank Pate Park boat ramp after closing it Thursday afternoon following an unexplained fish kill in St. Joseph's Bay. City officials called the emergency meeting at the park for public use. Excuse me. See if I can find it again. I lost my space here. Let's see if I can find it again. The city of here we are. Officials closed the boat ramp at Frank Pate Park for public use after dead fish and crabs began washing along the shorelines by the hundreds. In addition, anonymous reports started coming in of a brown, sludgy material sighted 6 miles offshore. Well, the Coast Guard, along with representatives from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission and the Vessels of Opportunity Program, and Gulf County were dispatched to the location of the Sheen sighting, and each reported no evidence to support a connection with the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Heck no! Fish and crabs wash up on the shore by the thousands every morning, right? Sure they do. Spike Lee, a journalist, you need not, I don't know who Spike Lee is, folks. This is another one. This is Florida Oil Spill Law. It's a website, FloridaOilSpillLaw.com. Spike Lee, the journalist, you need to ask questions and not accept the lies being told by BP and the government. August 8th news, the Associated Press reports Spike Lee is calling a lie a U.S. government report that 75% of the spilled Gulf oil is gone. According to the AP, that'd be the Associated Press, Lee said journalists should expose what he calls the real story. He argued that it's unlikely that abracadabra, presto, changeo, the vast majority of the oil has vanished from the Gulf of Mexico waters and coastal wetlands. A report on Deadline.com, not Deadline Live, but Deadline.com, reveals one of Spike Lee's Katrina movies dedicated to the BP's Gulf oil disaster. Lee said, quote, "It's really eye-opening the power the BP has. There's no way it should be dictating what's going on, but it shows the power of that company." Lee added, "I don't care how many scientists BP buys, that oil is still there. BP has been lying from the get-go. You're telling me we've had the biggest oil disaster in the world and it's all gone now? Where did it go? No damage done to the wetlands? I don't believe it. As journalists, you need to ask questions and not accept the lies being told." Well, back to the Bloomberg article. "There will be a large financial penalty," Browner said. "Returning that money to the states makes a lot of sense." I would say so, honey. In addition, BP has agreed to a $20 billion fund. Now, they didn't put out $20 billion in there. That's not the way it works. That's not the way it works at all. They've agreed to this amount, but it hasn't been funded. BP will be held absolutely accountable, Browner said. There's a lot of difference, you know, between responsibility and accountability. We all know who's responsible, but accountability is another thing. We'll see if there's a ledger that's generated and that we see a true bottom line, zero for zero balance. A U.S. government report said about 74% of the oil that leaked from the damaged well is no longer in the water. 74%. A U.S. government report said about 74% of the oil that leaked from the damaged well is no longer in the water. No, it's not. It's all gone now, right? BP was able to capture about 800,000 barrels of crude before it entered the Gulf, while some of the oil was burned, skimmed, and dispersed. And we know how futile and meaningless that effort was. Natural breakdown? Some continues to break down naturally. The good thing is we're not seeing huge amounts of oil on our beaches and in our marsh. Seeing is the key word there. That's the operative. We're not seeing huge amounts of oil. That's because of the huge amounts of dispersants that were used, all right? This was a massive response. Still, she said, much needs to be done to open fisheries, ensure that the estuaries are safe, and educate the public. Yeah, the education, underline that, educate the public. It's okay. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Everyone back in the pool. We want to make sure these communities are restored and made whole and the environment is made whole. There's still a lot of work to do. And then it goes on, talks about Thad Allen, as if anybody really cares. Here we go. Let's close out the news with this one. I don't really want to go into it too much. Let's see here. All right. Kagan to be sworn in on Saturday as the 112th Court Justice. This is old news. Laura Litvin, August the 6th. Elena Kagan becomes the nation's 112th Justice tomorrow at the U.S. Supreme Court ceremony. This was on Saturday, folks. It's a done deal.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powdered seeds and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so we have returned once again looking at this Bloomberg article off of the site on August the 6th. So it's Friday's news. Laura Litvan writing, again, Elena Kagan becomes the nation's 112th justice on Saturday. Kagan, 50 years old, a former Harvard Law School dean, will be the fourth woman and just the sixth member of the court who isn't a white male. Curious why would they say that? Are we still back to that again? Anyway, for the first time, the nine-member court will have three women as she joins Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Obama's first appointee, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Well, there you go, three women. Kagan, this is the old Republican Party, boy, girl, this is the Noah Hyde stuff, you know, and they brought the animals onto the ark, male and female. Kagan was the guest of honor today at a White House reception, where the usurper said she has won the respect and support from people and groups across the political spectrum for her formidable intellect and path-breaking career. She doesn't know how to stay on the path. Formidable intellect? That's questionable. As a member of the Supreme Court, she's an example of, quote, how our union has become more, not less, perfect over time, the usurper said. You figure that one out. Our union? Barry, it ain't yours. You're the usurper. You're an illegal alien. You're an invader. You're an intruder. Our union? Is he talking about the Radical Red Republican Party? Is he talking about our Soviet Socialist Union of America with a K? I think so. Kagan's elevation isn't about to alter the court's ideological balance. I'd say not. The socialist puke's been that way for a long time. In succeeding Justice John Paul Stevens, who retired after 35 years, she's likely to take his place in the court's communist wing. Well, they say liberal wing, but we all know better than that. That would leave intact the court's 5-4 conservative majority, 5-4, getting mighty narrow there. Conservative majority, what's conservative anyway? Socialism is conservative, communism is liberal. All right. On such issues as abortion, gun rights, and campaign finance. Boy, why don't we get down to some serious issues? Anyway, Kagan will be sworn in by Chief Justice John Roberts, and that happened yesterday, or day before yesterday. A formal investiture will take place on October 1st, 3 days before the justices take the bench to begin their next term. Their bench term begins in October. We'll find out perhaps more about that later in the broadcast. Kagan's record: Democrats led by the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy said her credentials and character are beyond question. Of course, everyone's asked the questions, and we don't seem to get any answers. So she's kind of like a Obama clone. Opponents described her as a political activist who lacks judicial experience. The ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee, Jeff Sessions of Alabama, says she, quote, does not have the gifts and the qualities of mind or the temperament, close quote, to be a justice. Well, there's certainly a lot of thorny discussion there. But just in time, gay marriage ruling should be upheld, the ex-Solicitor General Ted Olson said. Susan Decker, writing for Bloomberg, August 8th, U.S. Supreme Court should uphold a federal judge's ruling that gay and lesbian couples have an equal right to marriage, the nation's former top courtroom lawyer said. The U.S. Supreme Court should uphold a federal judge's ruling. Well, with Sodomizer and Kagan on the bench, I would imagine that will be upheld. Pretty soon people will be marrying their donkey or their dog or their monkey. Theodore Olson, who was Solicitor General under President Jorge Bush, the shrub, and one of the lawyers who argued on behalf of same-sex marriage, said he was confident the high court will uphold the U.S. Judge Vaughn Walker's decision to strike down a California referendum passed in 2008 that defined marriage as only between a man and a woman. All right? It really shouldn't take a Supreme Court to figure this one out, you know? Kind of pretty obvious, you know, Part A fits in Part B, stir, 9 months later a child is born. Since 1888, the United States Supreme Court has 14 times decided and articulated that the right to marriage is a fundamental right. Marriage. We're not talking about a new right here. Continuing, Olson, now a lawyer with the Gibson Dunn in Washington, joined with David Boies, his adversary in the Supreme Court case that determined Bush won the 2000 presidential election in the case. He said Walker's ruling was no different than the Supreme Court decisions that struck down laws prohibiting interracial marriage. That's where the marriage license really came from, if my understanding is correct. You had to get a license to interbreed. But anyway, that struck down laws prohibiting interracial marriage and rejected claims that Walker was an activist judge. Equal rights? We do not permit discrimination, inequality. Olson said, that's why we have a 14th Amendment that guarantees equal rights to all citizens. Yeah, equal rights, 14 U.S.C., 1981. Find out about it for yourself. Penalties, taxes, invasion. Oh, my. It's bad news if you ever read that. Thanks, Hal. Tony Perkins, head of the Family Research Council, who supported Proposition 8, called it a flawed decision. All right. The decision is a case of one judge, quote, who says he knows better than not only 7 million voters in the state of California, but voters in 30 states across the nation that have passed marriage amendments, Perkins said on CBS's Face the Nation. Well, there's a lot to that. The judge in his ruling actually ignored all of that, Perkins said. Over the weekend, actually Friday afternoon after the broadcast, and yes, we did do a live broadcast on Friday. Unfortunately, the archive ate it. That's the way it happens from time to time. But anyway, we did have a live broadcast on Friday. And after the broadcast, it was such a beautiful day, I decided to go into town to go to the post office. I'm glad I did receive some more nice things from the listeners. Always appreciate getting your cards, your letters, and your offerings at P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. But I went and stopped in at the flea market, and boy, did I score again. Back in the back, on the little shelves back in the dark corner of the flea market, was a set of 1960s Encyclopedia Britannica, which I quickly bundled up and carried to the front desk. Got the entire set of encyclopedias, including the dictionaries and the atlas, for $1 a volume or $23. While I was in the building, stirring around looking at other things, I also found a copy, 1992, I think it is here, Little Brown and Company, 1994 book, written by a Deborah E. Deborah E. Bouchot. The title of the book is Legal Research and Writing for Paralegals. You know, it's the kind of thing that I grab right off the shelf and take home. And I'm glad I did. I came home and I have not been able to put it down. It's fascinating reading. It's really very, very interesting. And certainly for us as independent researchers and trying to make sense out of the mayhem and madness that comes out of Washington, the District of Criminals, and from our state horses, houses. The state horses is about right, too. Horses, bottoms. But if we try and make sense out of stuff, the legislation that comes down, it might be handy to have some of the skills of a paralegal from the standpoint of legal research and writing. And so as I've been reading this book, it's just opening up the world of law to me in a whole other way. Of course, I've studied a lot of the history of law, jurisprudence, but I've never really gotten in and dug around deep in procedure and the operations of the law office. But this book is very revealing, and it shows a lot of information. Now, this is largely pre-internet, 1994. Not really, but kind of. But it's kind of pre-internet. So a lot of the material that's shown or shared in this book is useful for the hard and fast go-to-the-law-library type of research. But all of the stuff that she's presented in this book, I've already tested some of this on the internet, and voila, a lot of this material you can do on the internet if you but know how to do the research. So we're going to share a little bit out of this book today and at other times in the future as I can go through it. But, yeah, I've had a fascinating research weekend studying legal research and writing for paralegals and diving through select articles in the new set of encyclopedias in the house. Now, this is number 8, I think, or 9 sets of encyclopedias in the house. But certainly, folks, there's a lot of material out there that is almost free for the having, you know, just free for the asking. If you go out and look at flea markets, garage sales, and things like that, some of the books, some of the material that are out there just sitting for a dollar or for 50 cents or a dime. I mean, this book originally was $25, and that was in 94. You could imagine it would be a $50 book today. We'll be right back. Much more to come. Stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines.
lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The Sunflow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cpanel.com.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, August the 9th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is and remains William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions each and every day. You can certainly log on and bookmark our website, becomevocallocal.com, or jump in there right now and join the lively chat room discussion. And or you can go to the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage, look at show archives, click on that link, open up the Become Vocal Local archives bin, and voila, well over a year's worth of broadcasts for you to enjoy. And as we like to do in the second hour of each day, we kind of return to our little internet homeschool classroom here for some more in-depth learning. I like to do that so much. Certainly the first hour, we need to understand that there are news articles that are breaking. Sometimes they're important. Sometimes it's just the regurgitorium. And so we do a little bit of each on this broadcast. The first hour typically includes whatever news and economic segment that I'm going to present, and then on into the more interesting material. This legal research and writing for paralegals by Deborah Bouchoux, I think, B-O-U-C-H-O-U-X, published by Little Brown and Company, Brown and Company, copyright 1994. It was the third printing of this particular book. Then it's very, very interesting because it goes through the process that would be followed by a paralegal doing research for an attorney at law in preparation for doing battles in a courtroom. And it ties together all of the various knots. You know, sometimes the people that do the heavy lifting are not the piled high and deep juris doctorates. Sometimes the real heavy lifting is done by the clerical and the technical staff behind the scenes. All the charts, the graphs, the circles, the arrows, the photographs, the damning statements, and those sorts of things. And this is not an exception. So it starts off legal research, primary authorities, finding the law, the federal and the state court systems, statutory law, case law and judicial opinions, and the use of digests, annotated law reports, words and phrases. Then it dives into legal research. It continues into legal writing, and then it goes into a lengthy section on appendices. Lots of material involved in this book. It's some 600 pages long, 612 pages in length. And again, I picked it up at a flea market for a buck, all right? A buck. As I like to do, I add this to my lengthy shelf list or a long line of books, textbooks, basically, because this is a college textbook, a long line of textbooks that help me to add to my continuing or expanding self-education that is necessary to understand the world that we live in. You know, we never really stop learning. If I stop learning, I'll probably start pushing up roses certainly thereafter. Anywho, lots of very interesting stuff going on in this book right off the bat. This is writing strategies. At the end of each segment, she gives us an idea of what you do with the information that you learned. You know, it's not sufficient to know a thing. It's you have to then turn around and do a thing. But she talks about this. These are writing strategies. And just listen to these words. It's not very long. Always support arguments with cases on point. I'm going to say that again. Always support arguments with cases on point. Precedents that differ significantly from your case will not only will not only not be helpful, they may actually hurt your case by causing the reader to believe that there is no authority to support the position that you advocate. So let's say you find yourself in a public meeting, becoming vocal local at your city council or town council meeting. You want to always support your arguments with cases on point. It's called knowing when to hold them and knowing when to fold them. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back into this discussion, looking at the writing strategies found in the Legal Research and Writing for Paralegals by Deborah E. Bouchot. I'll just say it that way. Little Brown and Company, 1994. This writing strategy is found on page 19 at the end of the first section. There's always support, again, your arguments with cases on point. How many times, folks, as you as a caller, or perhaps as someone speaking in a public venue, you find yourself, you know, shooting yourself in the foot and you regret it later. And again, I'm just going to give this information because it's useful to us in every way as we become vocal local right where we are. Always support arguments with cases on point. Precedents that differ significantly from your case will not only not be helpful, they may actually hurt your case by causing the reader to believe that there is no authority to support the position that you advocate. So you come in on point and positive, supporting arguments advancing those precedents, and you don't provide all of the other sides of the story. Let somebody else come up with that. You don't want to shoot yourself in the foot. Be brief. You know, they say it's, you know, brevity is half of wit. Of course, I must be a half-wit because I can never seem to be brief, but brevity is half of wit. It continues. It says, carefully scrutinize the cases you find for their weight. In other words, what level is the court that rendered the decision? Are you just bringing something forth out of the blogosphere from somebody's article that there's no citations, there's no references, and you've not even looked into it yourself to find out whether or not Macondo Well is, you know, 40,000 feet deep and develops 100,000 PSI and has a 50-inch, you know, pipe coming out of the mud line? Are you just following some blog and you haven't, you know, done your homework? Their date, when was the case decided? You know, anything that happened in this country before the end of the, you know, Reconstruction really almost is moot now because they've put the Constitution under glass and surrounded it by brass in the mausoleum of all things Americana. So, their date, when was the case decided? Their issues, are the legal issues involved in the case you find similar or identical to the ones in your case? In other words, you don't want to bring out a bunch of samples and news articles and clippings when you're talking to people if they're not similar to what it is, the point that you're trying to make. And the facts, are the facts involved in the cases you find similar or analogous to the ones in your case? All right, you want to keep your facts on point. Always support your arguments with cases on point. It's very powerful stuff here. Use only the best decisions to support your argument. You don't have to go into the lizard people and all that, and there was the Jews and then the Jesuits and all. It defeats you in public. And then they say, be merciless. Discard cases that provide the adversary with any ammunition. Never leave yourself open because they will jump on that. If they can discredit the messenger, they will. And they will never even answer your questions. When you've selected the cases that will best advance your position, show the reader, or here we might insert listener, how similar they are to your case so the reader can easily see why these cases are so controlling. And then, use active voice and vivid and forceful language when constructing your arguments. You're talking first person, present tense, positive, vivid, active voice, forceful language. Not mumbling around and mumbling around and mumbling, well, you know, you might agree and you might not, you know, that sort of stuff. Personalize, now listen, this is important, personalize your clients by identifying them by name. In other words, Gene White. And depersonalize your adverse parties by referring to them by a label. The defendant. The company. Right? You get an understanding of who's pro and who's con, who's for and who's against by the way that not only you write, maybe you're writing a blog yourself, maybe you're sending information in an email to someone, perhaps you're writing a letter to your senator, your congressman, your local representative. Personalize your view or your client's view by name, naming them, all right? And then depersonalize the adversary. You know, those wing nuts, those whack jobs, those green weenies. You get the idea? So much of this stuff's been around a long time. Helps us to understand what's going down if we can come into some of these ideas and techniques from the legal world viewpoint. Now, here's another, jumping forward, page 68, and into research techniques. You know, we all know how to use the Internet, those that are listening on the Internet, likely. Many of you now are far better at research than I. Certainly in the chatters, you know, the chat room is always filled with very quality, you know, links and reference material. But here's research techniques. How do we do searches on the Internet? How do we do searches on the Internet? This isn't styled for the Internet, not at this portion of the book, but all of these techniques will work. Listen up. There are three primary techniques that you may use to locate federal statutes. And this could apply to anything. The descriptive word approach, that's number one. The descriptive word approach. Isn't that how you usually look things up on the Internet when you're using your browser? Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, WebFerd, or whatever you use? The descriptive word approach. Number two, the title / topic approach, the title topic approach. And three, the popular name approach. Now, what do we know about the popular name approach? Everybody's heard of cap and trade, cap and trade. The true name, the descriptive, the title topic approach is the H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2010. All right, that's the title topic approach. The H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy Security Act of 2010. Or the popular name approach, cap and trade. Or the descriptive word approach, climate change. Or anthropogenic climate change. Right? Then it goes on, talks about this descriptive word approach. This method of locating statutes is one which you have undoubtedly used in other research projects. For example, if you are asked to find out how far Earth is from Mars, you would probably elect to use an encyclopedia. So you might jump up on Wikipedia. However, you would not just simply start reading at page one of volume one. Of course, you can't do that with Wiki. Hoping you would eventually stumble upon the information, you would consult the general index at the end of the encyclopedia set and insert various words to describe the problem, such as Earth, Mars, planet, or solar system, and you could close those all in quotes. The index would then direct you to the appropriate volume and page number. This is the descriptive word approach, Mars, planets, Earth, solar system, in your browser, right? As you're trying to find law and legislation. Now I'm going to skip down a little bit because it's getting technical. When you have been assigned a legal research problem, you should try to think of words or phrases that describe this problem. To assist in developing descriptive words or phrases, or if I might add, if you're writing a blog post or something like that, or if you're calling in, or if you're working out a little outline to make a call on the radio broadcast, consider the following questions. And this is your old stuff, who, what, when, where, and why. Who is involved? What is the issue under consideration? Where did the action take place? When did the action occur? Why did the issue develop? And how did the problem arise? All right? Very simple things. Who, what, when, where, and why. All would help you on a Boolean search on the internet. We'll be right back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices, and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And, of course, I don't know how many out there in the listening audience are horse racing fans, but there's an amazing animal on the planet today. Her name is Zenyatta, Z-E-N-Y-A-T-T-A. She won the Hirsch Stakes at Del Mar over the weekend. Her record now is 18-0. I never watched a Zenyatta run before. I'm not really big on horse racing. My grandfather was. Followed the ponies closely, but another talk host on another network has excited me about this particular animal, and it was amazing. It's amazing to watch not only the way that this horse runs, but the strategy that the horse and the trainers and all follow. Here's a little bit from Art Wilson, staff writer. And he says, Del Mar Zenyatta is not only an amazing racehorse, but she's smart. She's smart enough to realize that she only has to run fast enough to beat the outclassed opponents she has defeated during her unbeaten career. In fact, Zenyatta has a little of that Alfred E. Newman swagger about her. What me worry, she seems to be telling her handlers and the legions of fans across America. And she did it again on Saturday, beating an overmatched group of five distaffers by only a neck in the $300,000 Grade 1 Clement L. Hirsch Stakes at Del Mar. The final time of 1 minute 45 seconds for the 1 1/16 mile on Polytrack was not particularly impressive, but the way she did it was. Gets to learn something in very many places. She's not only an amazing racehorse, but she's smart. She's smart enough to realize she only has to run fast enough to beat the outclassed opponents she has defeated during her unbeaten career. And that's what we need to do when we become vocal local. We don't need to beat every campaign by a landslide victory. We don't need to win every argument by a supermajority. We just need to win and win consistently. We have to outclass and outsmart our opponents on a regular basis. The globalists are unrelenting. They're intergenerational. They're multinational and transnational. And we need to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves as we intersect inside of this system. And do everything we can with make the most out of every opportunity wherever we are and whenever we can. We need to do this, and I use the need to do this. We are really short on time. We're short on hands, and so we need to be working smart as well as hard. Back to this discussion. Now we're on page 3 of a 9-page report here. In regards to the recent Obama nation that brings us the National Ocean Council and their coastal and marine spatial planning. Now, again, over the weekend, look for information on this. There's a little bit of a peep here and a little bit of a blasé, you know, poke there. But nobody's really bringing this thing out. And so we're going to continue for a couple more days right here to do so. Last Friday, and unfortunately the archive is not kept, so we're going to review a little bit of what was lost for the benefit of those who listen to this broadcast in the evenings and on the archives. Last Friday, we introduced this Pew Foundation, P-E-W Foundation report, America's Living Oceans, Creating a Course for Sea Change. And, of course, here, this report to the nation, capital N, a report to the capital N nation, this use of the capitalized nation is important because we found, looking at the full meal deal, the final recommendations, that they were using a capital N nation, and that's something that I haven't seen very often, all right? A report to the nation, recommendations for a new ocean policy, and this was put out in May of 2003. So forget about Macondo as being the trigger for this. This is just the long-term implementation of Agenda 21 and especially Chapter 17 and 18 in Agenda 21. This was put out by the Pew, P-E-W, Oceans Commission, and Leon E. Panetta is the chair. All right? That ought to raise the hackles on the back of the heads of the researchers listening out there. And this is the executive summary. I'm going to start in just a little bit in the beginning, and then I'm going to jump forward. But again, we find the same kind of language here. Actually, this is the original language. Oh, not quite. We find the original language in 1992 in the agenda out of the Earth Summit Rio, out of Rio de Janeiro, Earth Summit, Agenda 21. But it begins this way. America's oceans are in crisis, and the stakes could not be higher. More than half the U.S. population lives in coastal counties. They didn't say coastal countries. They didn't say coastal states. They said coastal counties. And they have to address it at the coastal county level because the counties and the municipalities and the towns all have independent jurisdiction, if we could put it that way. Over even different from the states, even though the counties are and the municipalities are agents of the state. And then there's the federal government, and then there's the international community. So it begins correctly. America's oceans are in crisis, and the stakes could not be higher. More than half the U.S. population, that would be 180 million people, all the illegal aliens aside, live in coastal counties. The resident population in this area is expected to increase by 25 million by 2015, about the time these new financial regulations come into place. More than 180 million people visit the shore for recreation every year. So apparently we've got about 180 million people that live in the coastal counties. Many of them visit the shore, and many of the people from the heartland come as well. Though a price tag has never been assigned to our coastal economies, don't you believe that for a moment, it is clear that it contributes significantly to the nation's overall economic activity. You know that the bean counters are watching the coastlines very carefully. Tens of thousands of jobs in fishing, recreation, and tourism depend on healthy, functioning coastal ecosystems. Now, there's two ways of looking at this. We've either just identified those in greatest peril, the tens of thousands who are involved or find their employments in fishing, those that find their employments in recreation and tourism. These may be the ones most deeply harmed. After all, the idea is to wipe out the middle class, get rid of all of those pesky entrepreneurs, those entrepreneurial fishermen, and guides, fishing guides, and tourist guides, etc., hotels and things like that, the T-shirt shop on the boardwalk down along, Panama City, Florida, or someplace. Now, and tourism depend on healthy, functioning coastal ecosystems. And remember, we're looking at an ecosystem-based management system. So first of all, it's all about control. Second, it's all about management. Third, it's all about surveying and assessment. In other words, establishing values, determining demographics, and then finally, it's all about interdicting. How and where and when should we interdict in the lives of humans to keep them from harming Mother Earth? Continuing. Tens of thousands of jobs, blah, blah, blah. Pollution and sprawl threaten ocean-related tourism and recreation. Tourism and recreation. Far and away the largest component of the coastal economy. Now, tourism and recreation is non-productive. This is all service-related jobs. These are all the hamburger turners, you know. These are the ones that flip the pancakes down at the IHOP, right? These are all of the Motel 6s and the Best Westerns and things like that. But more than jobs are at stake. All of America depends on the oceans and effect of the oceans, regardless of where they live. So everyone is upstream from the ocean, or you could say it the other way, the oceans are downhill from us all. And we'll be right back. Stay with us. A lot more to come.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again and looking into this discussion here, the Pew Ocean Study, a very interesting write-up. This is back in 2003, folks, well before the BP oil catastrophe in the Gulf. Ocean currents circulate the energy and water that regulate the Earth's climate. Somebody needs to tell that to Al Gore. And weather, and thus affect every aspect of the human experience. Our very dependence on and the use of the ocean resources are exposing limits in the natural systems once viewed as too vast and inexhaustible to be harmed by human activity. Okay? And it's the truth. How many homes today have a globe, even a school quality, school grade globe? How many young people today sit down and look at maps of the planet? How many young people today could tell you how many square miles of ocean, or what is the percentage of land, or what is the percentage of the surface of the earth that's covered by water versus covered by land, and so on? Out of sight, out of mind, how far out into the water can you see? You can't even see as far as the end of the 12-mile limit, much less the 24-mile line, much less the exclusive enterprise zone that'll now go out to 200 miles. Out of sight, out of mind. Can't see any oil in the Gulf. I guess it's all cleaned up. Without reform, once viewed as too fast and inexhaustible to be harmed by human activity. You know, you don't think about really causing any trouble if you're out there in your canoe, you're paddling around, you got your cigar boat, you're within a few miles of shore, racing back and forth, as long as you don't flush the hammer too many times or throw your beer bottles over the side or toss your empty aluminum cans into the ocean or throw your bologna sandwich in. Of course, the crabs would like your bologna sandwich. But be harmed by human activity. Of course, again, the whole idea is to protect Mother Gaia from humans and other animals. Without reform, key word there, reform, the reformers, the reform party. Without reform, our daily actions will increasingly jeopardize a valuable natural resource and an invaluable aspect of our national heritage. Now, whether you're swimming in the ocean or you're playing in the ocean or you're fishing in the off the shore with a fishing rod, you're not doing much damage. What we're not talking about in here are some of the great big companies like BP that are doing damage and that we need to be very aware of and wary of. In the midst of our crisis, or the crisis, there are expressions of hope and signs of success. And then it goes on and talks about other stuff, brings in some evidence. The evidence that our ocean faces a greater array of problems than ever before in our nation's history surrounds us. Marine life and vital coastal habitats are straining under the increasing pressure of our use. And there's truth to that. We have reached a crossroad where the cumulative effect of what we take from and put into the ocean substantially reduces the ability of marine ecosystems to produce the economic and ecological goods and services that we desire and need. What we once considered inexhaustible and resilient is, in fact, finite and fragile. So we don't want to be foolish in our understanding and our undertaking. We don't want to cut our nose off just to spite our faces. I've never been an advocate of no use. I'm an advocate of wise use. There's just no justification for dumping garbage in the ocean. They've been dumping garbage in the ocean out of sight, out of mind. Take it out in the country. You know, when I grew up in Fairbanks, Alaska, in the outskirts of Fairbanks, Alaska, and we lived at the end of a gravel road in a small, you know, subdivision that you would never know was a subdivision, a couple log cabins and a couple of houses. But people used to come out from Fairbanks, not a big town, 27,000 people. They'd come out there and instead of taking their garbage to the dump, which was available at a small fee, or burning it in their own yards, they'd bring it out and they would dump it alongside the road someplace near our house, out of sight, out of mind. Take it out in the country and dump it, you know. This is the level of stupidity that man sometimes has. This is why we can't exist in freedom and that we have to be chained down under liberty. Right? Big difference between freedom and liberty. The crisis confronting our oceans has many dimensions, and then it goes on. So I'm going to scroll down here to three. More than 60% of our coastal rivers and bays are moderately to severely degraded by nutrient runoff. Now, this is how coastal and marine spatial planning begins to work with the CLEAR Act, which we've heard about, works together with the Wildlands Project, where we had Michael Kaufman come on and share with us a little bit about that process. This is where the idea of that Senate Bill 787, where we redefine all waters, inland waters, as federal waters, bringing the federal government right down onto your farm at your farm pond level, or maybe that mud puddle that always forms in the middle of your suburban yard, right? This runoff creates harmful algal blooms and leads to degradation or the loss of seagrass and kelp beds, as well as coral reefs that are important spawning and nursery grounds for fish. Now, again, this is basically an open attack on agriculture, agriculture in the floodplains, agriculture that's in the fertile bottomlands, where it's been all ever since the beginning of time. And we need to understand that this is an attack. But at the same time, we need to understand that we need to practice wise use in conservation, and most farmers left to their own devices will, but we need to practice wise use when we're doing agricultural projects as well. There once was a time, and there still is a time, really, where we would tile and cross-tile fields and things like that to catch runoff water coming out of the furrows, if you will, to keep them from washing away. No intelligent farmer wants to have his soil continuously depleted. In the old days, before the automobile, the hutmobile, when we were using draft animals in the field, we used to be much better managers of manure, and we would use the manure and all of the waste products and the silage and whatnot back into the fields as fertilizer. Today, we turn to Monsanto and Dow Chemical and Syngenta and other places, and we use chemicalized fertilizers, very potent, hot, toxic stuff if it gets into the water. So that's something that we need to address. These are real problems. Does that mean that we all have to throw the towel in and give up our private property rights and allow the federal government and the international community to supervise over us? No. It means that we need to act responsibly and be held accountable for our actions locally. If the current practices continue, nitrogen inputs to U.S. coastal waters in 2030 may be as high as 30% higher than at present and more than twice as what they were in 1960. Now, there's no reference here to verify this, so we can only take this as hearsay or speculation. Many ecologically and commercially crucial fish species, including the groundfish, never seen a groundfish before, but maybe you have. I've seen fish ground up before, tuna and things, and salmon populations along the Atlantic and the Pacific coast face overfishing and numerous other threats. And there's truth to that. There's a lot of truth to that, especially, as we mentioned on Friday, as our ability to harvest fish and other aquatics out of the ocean continues to take on more and more the look of big business and industry, these floating factories that are out there, all right? This isn't the fishermen coming in and out of San Francisco or out of any of the many bays and caves along the Gulf or around up in Maine, you know, where you go out in a small boat and you know fish with fishing hooks, you know, and that sort of thing. No, we're talking about the big purse nets, the seiners, the guys that go out there and just over-harvest, truly, all fish, you know. It's like we said on Friday, the purse seine system, they've got the main boat that has all the capstans and the refrigerant holding holds and things like that. And then they've got a little tender that has the other end of the net. And the little guy goes out and he goes around and they, you know, circle out and make a big circle. And then they come back in and they hook it together. And then they just tow in the nets and they take everything with it, you know. Seals, mammals, you know, dolphins, whatever's in there. You know, it's like they said in Vietnam, you know, kill them all and let God sort them out. Throw them overboard. Again, many ecologically and commercially crucial fish species, including the groundfish and salmon populations along the Atlantic and Pacific coast, face overfishing. Then it goes on and it talks about invasive species. Now, invasive species are very important for us to understand, because if you look at your lawn grass, anything that's growing in your lawn could be considered, and most are considered, to be invasive species. And under the International Property Maintenance Code and other parts of the International Code and the International Code Council and the various and sundry plans that have been brought forth by the Green Weenies, just about anything and everything could be considered an invasive species. Non-native species are invasive species, just as white boy is on the North American continent, just as the Spaniards are in Central and South America, just as the Dutch were as well. So then it continues, and it talks about invasive species, whereas invasive species are establishing themselves in our coastal waters, you know, like Mexicans, you know, and Ahmed and the boys, often crowding out the native species and altering the habitat and the food webs. The barrios springing up everywhere. More than 175 introduced species thrive in San Francisco Bay alone. A lot of species that are thriving in San Francisco now that they have the gay marriage out of the way. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So as we blow into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, just a little bit more from this Pew Oceans Report, P-E-U, Pew, Pew Oceans Report. It's a document, it's like an opinion piece, okay, folks? It does not provide any substantiation for the claims that are made within it. And yet, it becomes influential, and especially now that it has become part of the National Ocean Council and has become the national policy on coastal and marine spatial planning. So we do need to pay attention. Nearly 1 million Atlantic salmon escaped from farm pens on the western coast of North America in the last 15 years. The species is now successfully reproducing in British Columbia rivers and diluting the gene pool of native species by hybridizing with Pacific salmon. Now, again, you look at this, you know, exclusive economic or exclusive enterprise zone that extends out under this Convention of the Law of the Sea Treaty, Law of the Sea, Convention of the Law of the Sea. There's no treaty to it yet. We are assessing, or we're having a session to this, but there's no signing to this. You know, that would, a treaty would require Congress and Senate, but this has certainly not been there. This is by executive fiat, okay, executive order. But in this EEZ, or the Economic Zone, Exclusive Economic Zone, the plans are to continue to have these offshore pens where, like a, you know, a hen house, or not a hen house, but like a broiler house or a turkey house here in southwest Missouri, or any of the, what is it, Somebody Creek, I can't remember. It's not Plum Creek, that's a lumber company in the northwest. But the Creek Stone Farms, you know, these controlled animal feeding operations, CAFOs, where they have like thousands of hogs in confinement, and they have tens of thousands of turkeys and many tens of thousands of chickens all in one building, all right, for a very short period of time. They just pump them full of the most high-test feed that they can pump them full of, loaded with antibiotics and everything else, and then they pee, they poop, and et cetera, on the ground there, and that goes down in, and they extract out many hundreds of thousands of gallons of water from the local aquifer to provide water to these things, and they are very, very caustic and nasty in the local environment. There's no doubt about it. And then the big processing plants where they've got the Tyson plants around here and George's plant around here and so on and so forth, they too have all of their toxicity that run with it, but that's how you get your hot wings at the AM, PM, and the mini mart. All right? That's where it comes from. Chicken McNuggets, my eye. Anyhow, the idea is that you can take these aquatic pens and move them way out and have CAFOs, or confined animal feeding operations, out in the sea. But as we see here, you can't help but to have species get out. All of my chickens, all of the chickens that I raised, except one batch, one flock, Rhode Island Reds, all of my chickens have all been come from chickens, except for 12, have all come from chickens I've found along the road. They blow out of these chicken trucks. And you see this poor little bird sitting over in the grass along the side of the road, kind of lost and disoriented. For the first time in its life, surrounded by grass, doesn't know what to make of that. And if you stop and approach it quietly, you can usually just scoop them right up and bring them home. Most all of them will survive the ordeal if they haven't been run over. And then you just feed them and take care of them. And the next thing you know, they're laying eggs and they're part of the flock and they're a happy-go-lucky little hens. All right? Sometimes you get a rooster, but mostly you get hens. But anyway, that's your, you know, how they escape. And so the salmon escaped. They got involved at the British Columbia rivers and deleted the gene pool of the native species by hybridizing with the Pacific salmon. Probably didn't hurt them a bit. It's always nice to have a little bit of hybridization going on. A little new genes from time to time isn't necessarily a bad thing. New species, this Pew report continues, are regularly finding a home around our coastline as hitchhikers in ship ballast water, on ship hulls, escapees from fish farms, and even as discarded home aquarium plants and animals. Of the 374 documented invasive species in the U.S. waters, 150 have arrived since 1970. So as we continue to reach to the Orient for all of our products, and we continue to have them coming through the Panama Canal with their huge vessels and coming up the Mississippi River and so on and so forth, we can only expect to have more and more of these Asian barnacles and Asian this and Asian carp and everything else in our waters. Again, do we need to have some, you know, international body overseeing us? No. What we need to do is to practice wise use. Shut off the gut-wrenching flow, that sucking sound, the giant sucking sound from the southern hemispheres and from the Orient. And, you know, maybe watch out for the boats that come into our harbors. But again, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth, as they say, a pound of cure. Continuing, I don't know if I got that right. In addition to these varied threats, climate change over the next century, now this is back in 2003 again, continually advancing this meme, brought forward by Al Gore and Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton, right out of the Agenda 21 on climate change. Always got to throw climate change into it. In addition to these varied threats, climate change over the next century is projected to profoundly impact coastal and marine ecosystems. Now we use the words coastal and marine ecosystems, an ecosystem-wide or an ecosystem-based management system, and now we're embracing both coastal and marine. How far inland does coastal run? Well, it includes the watersheds that come down and feed the lakes, the rivers, the Great Lakes and the oceans. And so that really, you know, comes all the way, if you want to use the Mississippi River watershed as an example, It comes all the way from Colorado, honey, all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, the Ninth Ward, you know, New Orleans, dear. New Orleans. Coral reefs that harbor exceptional biodiversity will likely experience decreased bleaching due to higher water temperatures. Changes in the ocean and atmospheric circulation attributable to climate change could adversely affect coastal upwelling and productivity. We know that all of this has been reduced to nothing but specious nonsense by the East Anglia emails. But they use this kind of stuff to impress, you know, this is experts say, they use this kind of stuff to impress people that sit in the House of Representatives. They use this kind of material to impress your local mayor, you know, your town council. They'll take this stuff as right straight from the, you know, from God's lips to their ears, all right, because these are experts, and they know about these things, and that's what they said, experts say. They do that often, generally from behind a curtain in anonymity. These are just some of the signs that our interactions with the oceans are unsustainable. There's that word again. Got to float that out there, sustainable development. Our activities from those that release pollutants into the rivers and bays to the overfishing of the seas are altering and threatening the structure and functioning of marine ecosystems from which all marine life springs and upon which all living things, including humans, that would be the humans and other animals that we've spoken of, depend. And there's truth to that. There's truth to that. But does that mean that we give up our private property? Does that mean that we give up self-determination? Does that mean that we allow ourselves to be subsumed under legal positivism, whereas whatever the black prince says has the force and effect of law? Does that mean that we throw away the constitutionally limited republican form of representative government envisioned by our founders and thrown away once earlier by Abraham Springsteen and others? I don't think so. I think it's time for us to be aware of what's coming down on us and at us. And it looks to me like we're just about out of time, so let me jump over here and check my time board. Yeah, we've got about another minute left. Seeds of crisis. The root cause of this crisis is a failure of both perspective and governance. Now, there's that word, governance. Governance. Absolutely essential, darlings, to understand that word, governance. We have failed to conceive the oceans as our largest public domain, to be managed holistically for the greater public good in perpetuity. In other words, this is the greatest good of the greatest number principle. Now we've made a full circle. We've come right back to the home of philosophical radicalism and Jeremy Bentham, the panopticon worldview, the world controllers, the Malthusian view, the Keynesian view, all of these English thinkers and stinkers. Governance, the idea of governance. We're going to set up these nine regions. We've gone through that in the past. These nine regions, and each of these regions will be interconnected or working collaboratively with your local, your state, and your local governance systems. Unelected, appointed boards, ICLEI towns, ICLEI cities, all of that working together. And as time moves forward on this, and there's a relatively short timeline here, we haven't gotten to the timeline yet, but it's relatively short, just months out, all of these parts and pieces are going to start to come into view, and your access to the waters is going to be restricted greatly in your lifetime. Well, we're all out of time for today. Till tomorrow, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.